Who would you put your money on in a test of wits and strength between a mountain goat and a swift horse? Well, in today's Day by Day, we're going to see who wins that battle. The nation of Israel has been called to war by Deborah, the judge, and led out by Barak, all with the promise that God would go before them. But sometimes God shows up in some pretty strange ways. The army they were fighting against was known for having swift horses and chariots, so God provided a flash flood to stall all of those chariots. So bad was the flash flood that the only way Sisera, the commander of the enemy army, could escape was by dismounting his chariot and running. So he runs away until he comes to the tent of a man named Heber the Kenite. Oh, now what we see in verse 11 of chapter 4 is going to come into play. What did we learn there? We learned that Heber was of the clan of the Kenites, who was Moses' father-in-law's clan, and that they had been allowed by God to settle with the Israelites. They got to experience the protection and blessing of God. But Heber moved away. And here in our text, it says that there was peace between Jabin, the enemy, and Heber. So here we have another man of compromise. He moved away from the protection and blessing of God and had thrown in his lot with wicked people. And Sisera knew this, so he ran to his tent and found that Heber was out for the day, but Jael was there. Jael's name means mountain goat. And so here's this swift horse with the mountain goat. And Sisera asks if he can be hid in Jael's tent. So Jael, being hospitable, agrees and covers him with a rug and brings him a glass of milk to drink and watched him doze off to sleep. But watch what happens next. Judges chapter 4, verse 21. But Jael, the wife of Heber, took a tent peg and took a hammer in her hand. Then she went softly to him and drove the peg to his temple until it went down into the ground while he was lying fast asleep from weariness. Thus, God delivered his people once again in a most unusual way. And you thought the Bible was boring. If you're listening to this today and you're not a believer, a follower of Christ, this story may sound odd to you, maybe even a bit sinister. But it's just a picture of a larger reality in the Bible that says you need to be delivered from the hopelessness and helplessness of your life. That apart from Christ, there is no shield or sword that you can wield to defeat the enemy of sin in your life. The Bible says that apart from faith in Jesus Christ, we are dead in sin, enslaved to sin. But God's desire for you, what he is communicating in this story, is explained in the last verse of chapter 5, that those who love God and his Son are like the sun that rises in strength, but those who do not are his enemies, and they will perish just like Sisera did and the rest of the Canaanite army. There is a division made. Battle lines have been drawn. Upon which side are you going to be found? As you pray today, please remember Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. Also, remember the Rundi Kurundi Life Word broadcast heard in Burundi.